Exactly. So, I know.
Please join me in the prayer of illumination.
I love it when I can say exactly.
Gracious
but the thing
God,
to understand as we advance our awareness of
our
gratitude
being,
is to notice that in the absence of gratitude,
once again, and bring them to
creates
and
in that absence
future.
There is a kind of vacantness.
The epistle reading today is from 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 to 15. God loves a cheerful
not
giver.
Kept in check. Will
the point
lead
is
to
this: the one who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly.
But an emptiness
sparingly.
That can never,
yes. The one who sows
that never is satisfied because there's never enough to
each
satisfy.
Each of you must give
where
as
gratitude
you have made up your mind,
it
not reluctantly
totally
or under compulsion.
So when I think about
for God loves
what
a cheerful
our community
giver,
has experienced
and God is able
in
to provide you with every blessing
and
in abundance,
ongoing,
so that by always having enough of everything,
of,
we may share abundantly
our bounce
and every
back
good
and
work.
Our resilience.
As it is written, he scatters
the
abroad,
one thing
he gives
I believe
poor, his
that
righteousness
helped
endures
every one
forever.
Of us in one way or
he
another
who supplies seed
was the
to
practicing
the
of gratitude
and bread for food
because we
will
figured out,
and
I think, collectively,
sowing,
most of us,
and
generally
the
speaking,
of your righteousness.
Found that
you will
even
be enriched
when things
in every
were
way
bad,
for your great generosity, which will produce thanksgiving to God through
for.
Us.
And
for the rendering of this
been
ministry
the Tim
not
Hortons
only supplies the needs
the
of the saints,
of a van
but also overflows
down the street,
with many thanksgivings
or
to God.
It was the relationship
through the testing
that was
of this ministry,
between
you glorify God by
a
your obedience
stranger
to the confession
who
of the
was
gospel
offering
of Christ,
an act
and by the generosity
of
your sharing
for
with
which
them
we could
and
all
with
be
all
grateful.
Others.
I think we understand
while they
that.
Long for you and
but
pray
it
for
means
you
that even
of
when we have
that he has given you,
an aspect of our being taken away
for
whatever reason, the cheerfulness of gratitude is invited exactly into that very, very space so that we can find our way back, so that we can invite recovery and resilience and find our bounce back. It's pretty profound. And,
so
and that's why I feel so strongly that practicing gratitude
I was
may in fact
reading
be
an article, and there's been quite a few
spiritual
around lately about the effects of social media
and cheerfulness
and not because social media isn't bad in and of itself,
grateful,
but there's
right,
some
go,
effects
oh, I'm so
that
and cheerful
because that's what happening
cheerful
it's just like how do we be aware of this and pay attention
but
to it
I think
and what
in
I was reading
case,
about this week
and
was
and
how you know when people post pictures on social media what they tend to post
something so much deeper down
are
it's a joy that I
can
feel
even in the middle
what's going great in their lives what they're celebrating
and that's
so
natural.
It's not
I mean,
cheerfulness.
You know, don't we get out the baby pictures to show when we, you know, they have a new baby in the family.
I think it also captures that sense that I'm giving without compulsion.
To share the joys,
I'm not giving
but
because I'm being
what
forced
happens
to or
on social
to get
media
something in return.
When
but
everything
I'm
posted
is of that
wonderful
feeling
and
of
great
of
trips,
and
is because I also practice
is
gratitude, so there's
someone
the
who
practice
is feeling lonely,
and I think
or,
that's where you know may not
there's
have
just such
something
deep
going
joy
on in their life that's
in being
looks like
able
this,
to give,
looks at
to
that
share,
and thinks that everybody else in the world is having
and
a fantastic time
from the depth of
and they're
our
the
mean.
Only one.
That
which is,
an is antidote,
feeling alone or
a truly
depressed.
Spiritual
and I think you know it also speaks to the breakdown
that
of community, where we just don't
against
have those
that
natural gatherings
we
where we can share our sadness separation. As well as our
and
our
I think
joy.
That's really
so
important when we think
I was
about
thinking
how we're
about
as
this
a
phenomena,
community in
you know,
the world.
Sort of the shadow side of
gratitude
social media.
Gets
and,
at the very,
and sort of how do we speak to that? And I think, you know, congregation is one place where we speak
that
to
there
that.
There is a them and an
where
us.
Where we come together and we can share.
But in Christ that doesn't
our
exist.
Sadness.
That does not.
We
there
can have tears
neither
and
them
have
nor
someone
us,
hold
nor
our
Jew,
hand.
Nor Greek, nor slave,
and know
nor
that
Gentile,
someone else might be
female.
Having tears at the
there
same time. And we can share tears here.
So when,
we can
when,
share our joys
when
here.
When we sink, we
but it's sort of
we
more
allow
balanced than what you get as a picture
gratitude.
On social media.
The very
and,
joy
and so I think
and
that's a gift
that
we have in gathering together
creates room for us
and,
to be one with the other
and I think the other gift that
we
have that addresses that is a spiritual practice that we're invited to, and invited to in this passage in 2 Corinthians, and that's the spiritual practice of gratitude.
It seeks not to divide, but to... When Susan and I were conversing about
the beauty in our own
the nature of gratitude and the sense of Paul's understanding of being a cheerful giver,
we are beautiful
it
people.
Occurred to both of us that gratitude
we are here together,
is
for that we
at
can be
the
grateful.
Root of our
so
faith.
We're going to celebrate
it
gratitude.
Practice. It is something that
this
we
morning,
bring
with our prayer stations.
Our
so we want to
life.
Move into a time of prayer
and
of capturing,
the way that
giving
that
a chance to express
itself
that
can
gratitude.
Be many, many, many.
The prayers from
ways.
The prayer wall have been brought to the basket,
so
and as we're praying, we hold those prayers as
what
well.
What is the way
for
to
people
offer
have
gratitude
taken a moment
to
add
the person who happens to be in front of you?
We have
moment.
Here, if you want to
how
use
do we
some color and express
gratitude
a prayer of gratitude or a prayer
of
concern,
is
this
our
is
groceries.
Our bowl that we can fill to overflowing, like our cups full to overflowing
gratitude
with those papers. There's pencils up here as well.
For that very
you don't
fine
have a pen, but to write down something you're grateful
who,
for.
Who, when we were signaling to
bowl.
Change lanes,
we can light candles of gratitude, candles of concern.
How do we express
and,
gratitude?
Over here,
for
we have
the
rocks.
Relationships
if you want to
that
place
the
rock and just take a time for prayer.
In our
sometimes
families,
the tactile stuff
within the context
just helps
of our
us
wider
take that
community.
Deepen our prayers.
So
if you prefer to sit and sing or quietly offer your
is
prayers, that's also invited.
Of what Paul is
we're
getting
also going to have two
when
prayer
it
stations
comes
over
to understanding
here.
That. In
Marlene
a cheerful
and Trish
sense,
and Joy and Mark
that gratitude
will be over
is
here.
Not
and if you
to
would like
it
prayer
negatively.
For yourself,
it's not to be
or if you
an
have someone that you're concerned about that you'd like
not
prayer
something
for,
that
invite you to go to
do.
One of those stations
and not
and
something
ask them to pray
for which
with you.
We should.
And you don't have to go.
Well,
I'm the only
return.
One that needs prayer. We all
that's
need prayer.
How
absolutely
a narcissist
all of
works.
So feel free to go
manipulates
and ask
gratitude
them to pray for you, or
so
to
that we
end
feel obligated to give something back.
As
or
we hold all of our prayers
we give
together and express
feeling
them
obligated
in this time.
That we should get that
and
thank you
and then we'll
note.
Follow that with sharing in
that that's what
in the
we
gift
this is
of
not
the
cheerful.
Communion meal
this
so
is,
let us
this
sing
a form of
and let us pray
really. And it goes outside the context of Paul's notion of what it means to offer gratitude in a cheerful way in an unconditional expression of one's heart for the relationship that we happen to be sharing with the individual who is in front of us in that very moment.
So I'm thinking that gratitude also is really radical. Because you know, just in what I've been saying in that is there's so much that we get, not only the all the positive stuff on social media, but all the messages we get in advertising and in other ways, that we don't have enough, that we aren't enough, that we need something more to be complete. And gratitude's the opposite of that. Gratitude is being able to look at the little things and say, I'm thankful for this. I'm thankful for this food. Yes, I went out and bought it. Yes, I earned the money. But someone else put a lot of time and energy into it so that I can have this food in front of me. The clothes we're wearing. Whenever I buy a new garment, I always look at the tag and see where it's made. And I think about the people there that have worked often for below, you know, poverty kind of wages so that I could have that. But it's just like that it changes the whole thing around for me rather than thinking, well, I need this kind of house which I've been dreaming of. I need, you know, this kind of lifestyle. I need to be able to go and do this and this and this and this. Just taking the time to realize all the people that make it possible for me to live and to do what I do just shifts that around, and it seems so radical in our society today to be able to say thank you rather than, well, I need something more, or I don't have enough.
So now we're exploring gratitude as something that is a practice and something that is cheerful and something that is